Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
Lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for joining us each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, we got some NFL that we want to get to. We want to mention that all guests on 97 to The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right, let's talk football. You want to talk football? Let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
Let's talk football. NFL whip around time on what was not a great Sunday for the NFL.
Nah. All righty. First and foremost, these games all stunk. None of them were close.
One of them was.
The Miami Dolphins are now 2-6 after beating the Atlanta Falcons, who now fall to 3-4, 34-10. That was one of the bigger surprises of the week, I feel.
That was a big surprise. Now, if you're Adam Klug, are you okay with this? Because Kirk Cousins started that game, correct?
I believe
Kirk Cousins played in that game, correct? Remember the whole conversation we had? Remember, we're going to have it again on Friday. Nightmare fuel for you as a sports fan?
Yes.
The first thing he said was potentially Kirk Cousins getting the start, dominating Miami, and then all of a sudden having a quarterback controversy. And then he got on board with understanding what we were asking him in terms of the history of Georgia sports. So, you know what? I could see where he's coming from. But, you know, I guess, if you're the Falcons, this is not that bad of a scenario. I mean, you got your ass handed to you, but you know what? No quarterback controversy. Kirk Cousins sucked. Team was bad. Lost to a team in Miami that should have fired their coach and their general manager a long time ago already. That's a terrible loss for the Atlanta Falcons that now drop to 3-4. And what is a spot in the division, a division that's not very good, where they could have been hanging for a long period of time. So, you know what? Sucks to be the Falcons fan, I guess. I mean, losing to Miami. This is just, after everything that Adam told us about what it's like being an Atlanta sports fan and a Georgia sports fan, and I know the Braves won not too long ago, the Georgia football's been on a nice tear. This is on par with a lot of the losses that I've seen Georgia sports take since knowing Adam Klug. On par.
Speaking of being on par, we talk about a bad team like the Miami Dolphins. And then there's the Jets. Who ended up getting a win yesterday. Wait a minute. What did I say?
Day comes down to this for the Bengals. 4th and 9. Flacco protected. Flacco's pass incomplete.
Yeah, I said that right. The New York Jets have won a game. 39-38 over the Cincinnati Bengals. That was the Jets' 4th and 9 stop to seal the game with 30-some-odd seconds to go. Spiro Dedis on NFL on CBS with the call.
Good for the Jets to get a victory. The Bengals, well, they did this to themselves. You want to know why they did this to themselves? Because instead of spending money on the offensive line to protect your franchise quarterback, you now have to roll into games with Joe Flacco. You beat the Steelers because the Steelers suck. And you know what? You're right there in the standings still. A win would have been great. You would have been 4-4 and a half game behind Pittsburgh for the AFC North lead. Instead, you're giving a half back. 3-5 on the season. The good news for the Bengals, the Steelers aren't very good. The Baltimore Ravens aren't very good. The Cleveland Browns aren't very good. That division is still wide open. Somebody has to make the playoffs out of that division. And so they're still alive without Joe Burrow and playing Joe Flacco. And they got weapons. But losing the Jets, the Boo Birds were out in Cincinnati. Let me tell you, losing to the Jets at home.
The Jets put up 23 in the fourth quarter, too. Like, they had to come back for that.
You know what? That was great for survivor picks. People thought they could get tricky. Just pick against the Jets, not so fast. Even when the entire league does something with blowouts, the Jets still have to be like, oh, and then there's the Jets.
We're here. Hi, guys.
That's when you know it was a bad weekend. All the games are blowouts, and the Jets won.
I will say, good win for them, especially with the Nick Mangold news breaking before the game started, like a half hour before the game started. Very good for them. Clay in the South Bay, this is your weekly reminder to shut the radio off for the next minute or so.
Oh, no.
As the New England Patriots now go 6-2. To the Cleveland Browns, 2-6, beating the Brownies 32-13 in Foxborough.
I like the New England Patriots. I can't believe I'm saying this. I like watching the New England Patriots. I just, you know what? You go 10 years in the past, 11 years in the past, 12, 15 years in the past. Go back to like 12-year-old me, he'd be disgusted with me right now. But you know what? Drake May is fun to watch. Mike Vrabel is a great coach. The New England Patriots are back. They're just not as insufferable as they were with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Mike Vrabel is actually a likable guy. Drake May is a likable guy. The New England Patriots are battling. They sit atop of the AFC East standings. Look at the standings right now in the NFL and the AFC. What year is this? Am I in high school? This is like high school. This is like what the NFL was like when I was in high school. Patriots atop of the East, Steelers atop of the North, Colts atop of the South, and the Chargers battling the Broncos for the West. This is like high school. This is like 2010, 2009 to 2013.
What a time warp.
NFL standings.
What a time warp we insist on living in.
Am I wrong, Frank?
No, you're not.
That's exactly what it is. The only difference is the Titans suck. That's like the only slight difference.
Well, the Giants continue to suck. Gone over this game several times already. The Philadelphia Eagles now up to 6-2, beating the 2-6 New York Giants 38-20 in their redemption game after the Giants beat them a couple weeks ago.
This is going to be a frustrating year for the Giants, but I like the future with the quarterback situation.
Yes.
Jackson Dart's going to be good.
Jackson
Dart needs some protection. Jackson Dart needs some help with his offensive weapons and everything like that. I mean, plus they lost their best receiver.
Mental faculties
at the beginning
as well.
Of the season. So, like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, Jackson Dart looked more shaken up than Cam Scatabu did over that injury, by the way. Like that,
it's
that
not
one
fun
messed,
to see. And
that
I mean,
messed him up.
I told you. Unfortunately, having recent experience this, the kid that got hurt, unfazed. Everybody else, Oh my God.
That's the odd part about it. I mean, you're going through it. Not only can you see it, but you can feel it. And you're not nearly as messed up as everybody else. Speaking of leading in the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills are a half a game out after one of these nice little plays.
Blitz coming, so Allen got rid of it to Shakir, and this is where Buffalo hurts you. In space, Shakir, cut back, touchdown, he's gone.
Khalil Shakir's 54-yard touchdown catch and run was one of the keys to the Bills' 40-9 win over the Carolina Panthers, who fall to 4-4. That was Adam Amin, NFL on Fox, on the call.
I can't believe the Panthers are 4-4.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I was about to say, like, what's their direction? What's their future? Like, what are they kind of doing? Young was hurt, so the Red Rifle was back. Andy Dalton, baby. They got smoked by Buffalo's way better than Carolina. Carolina's two games out of first place. At 4-4, behind the Bucks, another division that's okay. It's okay because Carolina's 4-4. But I'm surprised they're 4-4. You know, good turnaround for them. They've been like the laughing stock of the league for the last 2 to 3 years. 500 for them right now is pretty good. I mean, they're in conversation, two games out in the NFC South, not even at the halfway point yet. Yep. Don't mind it. The Bills back on track. They're a half game behind the Patriots in the AFC East.
Duh, Bears. Are going to hang an L, unfortunately. The Baltimore Ravens collect win number 2 on the year, giving the Bears their third loss, 30-16, Baltimore at home.
That was a game that the Bears needed to win for me to buy in that the Bears are going to be good.
Yeah.
And they have a future. I mean, that's a tough loss on the road to a Baltimore team that wants to fire everybody. A Baltimore team that's banged up and wants to fire everybody. And Baltimore handled the Bears. Bears were struggling in the red zone a lot. They get outscored, obviously, 30-16. And like we said about Baltimore, in that lousy division that the AFC North is, Baltimore's right there at 2-5, surprisingly. But the thing with Baltimore is, and we talked about this 2 weeks ago, Baltimore is expected to win every one of their games from here on out, at least according to Football Power Index or whatever the ESPN BS is, you know? So, like, they have a chance to make a run at this thing. I think the AFC North race is going to be fun to watch because it's going to be catastrophically bad. They're bad. Everybody in that division's bad. I mean, Pittsburgh's the class of that division. Every time they play somebody good, they get their ass kicked, like last night. We'll get to them in a second.
The San Francisco 49ers also took a loss. That was not something I was expecting. Houston Texans now go up to 3-4 on the year after beating the Niners 26-15 at home.
That was a shocking win, I think. Houston's starting to get back on track a little bit. It'd be nice to get C.J. Stroud going a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I am surprised by the loss by San Francisco. At one point yesterday, I was doing errands. I ended up going to Sandwich Emporium. Great place over in the Claremont area, the Bay Park area. And they had the game on. I walked in, I'm like, I'm sorry, the Niners are losing by how much to the Texans?
Excuse me
is right. It's a tough loss for the Niners, who are trying to keep pace in the NFC West. Now a half game behind Seattle and the Rams, who are both 5-2. NFC West playing some pretty good football. I think the Niners have done a good job without Brock Purdy. I honestly don't think Brock Purdy's a major upgrade to what they have with Mac Jones.
One result that we were not shocked by, the now 6-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers get the New Orleans Saints tied with the Jets for worst record in the league, 23-3, as the Bucs beat the Saints in New Orleans.
Have the Saints played the Jets yet?
I don't think so.
The Saints are the worst team in the league.
Well, they're tied. They're both tied.
I know, but I'm saying, like, they're the worst. If I had to pick between the two, I think New Orleans is worse than the Jets.
Fair enough.
I really do. I think they're poorly coached. They really have nothing going on for him. Spencer Rattler is awful. I mean, he is beyond awful. Yeah, and the guy behind him is not good either. What's his name? Schoon? I don't even know what his name is.
Sure.
He's terrible. I mean, Chris Olave is trying the best he can. He got stripped yesterday. I mean, they are just bad across the board. It's amazing they won a game. It's amazing they won a game. They might be one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Well, you know.
They suck.
The Dallas Cowboys.
They also suck, by the way.
Yeah, they had a hard time up in Denver.
It's going to Harvey. It's Harvey into the end zone for a touchdown.
R.J. Harvey's third touchdown catch of the game. Denver winning 44-24. Broncos are 6-2 on the season. Dallas now 3-4-1. Jim Nance, NFL on CBS on the clock.
Our boy Perez was at that game yesterday. He's flying back right now. He was listening to the show. I don't know if he's doing it right now.
That's cool.
Cowboys are bad, dude. I mean, their defense is bad. Dak Prescott's doing everything he can, but Dak Prescott threw a couple of picks yesterday, and they weren't even like traditional Dak Prescott picks. You know what a Dak Prescott pick is? I didn't understand what this was until I started watching it.
Is it the same as an Eli Manning pick where you throw it into like quadruple coverage?
No. His picks are BS. His picks are like off of a Dallas Cowboys receiver into another guy's arms. Like, if you go back and look at most of Dak Prescott's interceptions in his career, they're tip balls off of his receiver dropping a pass or the ball getting kicked around and intercepted that are not even his fault. He didn't have those. He made a couple of bad decisions. But you know what? You can't blame the guy. He has to be perfect every Sunday if the Cowboys want to win. Cowboys offense is fine. Their defense is awful. I mean, Bo Nix shredded him yesterday in Denver. I will say this. At least Perez was in a suite yesterday at Denver.
Atta
all right,
boy.
You know what? Hopefully he drank his sorrows away. He was complaining about the Denver airport. That's a scary place to be anyway because it's a labyrinth. Plus the horse outside. Have you been to Denver?
No.
Look up the scary horse that they have that's a statue that looks like a Denver Bronco anyway. It's a gigantic statue as you're rolling into the airport. The thing is a monstrosity. It's an evil-looking horse. It's blue. It has red eyes. It's killed two people. It has. It has killed two, including the person that created it. It killed. That airport is scary. Everything about that airport is scary. Don't get stuck in that airport. Get out of Denver's airport as quickly as possible. And by the way,
it's also
Denver's
like 45 minutes outside of Denver.
It's in Kansas. It's not even in the state of Colorado. It's definitely Kansas. When you're driving out there, you're like, I'm not in Denver anymore. I'm in Kansas, which is the exact opposite of what Dorothy said. That's all you need to know about that. Yeah, Cowboys suck. Their defense is trash. I don't know what they're going to do. Dak Prescott's having an MVP-level year, and he's not going to win it because they're terrible.
So. We have the next game consisted of two teams that definitely do not play in Kansas either. The Tennessee Titans losing to the Indianapolis Colts, 7-1 and 1-7 are these teams. Colts taking the win 38-14.
Colts are playing good football.
You finally believing?
Not really, because I got to see them play against good teams, but the Titans are awful. The Colts are going to beat the Steelers. They suck. They're going to beat the Falcons. They suck. If they go to Kansas City and win, I'd be like, all right, well, that means they're beating more than just the 11 guys on the field. They're beating at least 17 guys. Yes. Texans, defense, not bad. How they do against the Texans will be very interesting. Jaguars are bad. Actually, they're okay. Playing in Seattle will be tough. The Niners. But we knew this was going to happen. The Colts have a last-place schedule. We knew it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it was going to happen. I don't think the Chargers are... I think the Chargers are okay. I don't think they're very good. But I'm not a super believer, but I tell you what, they're playing better than I thought, and the Colts will be a playoff team. Bar none. And you know what? Good teams take care of business against bad teams, and the Colts have done that all year, so I can't really complain too much.
They have.
Titans are so bad.
If you're watching the NFL Network right now, spoiler alert, the Green Bay Packers beating the Pittsburgh Steelers last night. Packers are 5-1-1 after winning 35-25 last night in Pittsburgh. A game which was marred by a pregame incident. One of the NBC camera people fell off of the big scoreboard.
Oh, God.
Before the game, setting up the cameras, so hopes out to him that he is okay.
As somebody that has had to film at a lot of these stadiums, in these college stadiums, a lot of their platforms are super sketchy. I didn't like going. I mean, the end zone at Iowa State is a doozy. I never had to film at TCU, but the TCU scoreboard also filming location sucks. It's tough to do a lot of those things.
That was scary. I couldn't believe that when I saw that this morning. I didn't see the video of the guy falling. You saw the aftermath, but it was the big scoreboard, the one that used to have the Heinz ketchup bottle on top of it.
Green Bay's good. They're going to be a threat to the Eagles in the in the NFC. Steelers are not good. Steelers are fake good. They're not very good. Kansas City and Washington tonight. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
The fan. We do want to get to these Midday Sports Standoff today. Give us a call. This is the last week to qualify. There's not a lot of qualifiers this month. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. If you could take me down to some sports trivia, you would be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip to 4-2 to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. All right. We got a fun question today?
I think so.
NFL related.
Yes, it is.
I like it. Okay, let's talk about tonight's game.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. Do we still have the overreaction or the buy or sell for that? Bold prediction?
No.
I got to go back in the archives and find it.
Sorry, bud.
Come on, man. We were going to talk about it on Monday.
No, we talked about it today. We talked about it on...
We did the bold prediction?
I believe we did.
I don't know we didn't because remember you were like...
No, we did do it because we normally have some sort of earth-shattering news that keeps us from talking about it today.
So. What was the bold prediction?
The Chiefs are going to win.
Ah, that was the bold prediction.
Yeah, that was it.
Is that what that was?
I think so.
Are we sure about that? Probably not.
No.
What week of the NFL is it?
It is week 8, sir.
Week 8. I'm going to see if I can find it. NFL preview. Let's see if I can find this thing that we had, this bold prediction.
Bet you I beat you to it.
Oh, here it is. Our guide to week all the deals. Okay, let's get to Washington, Kansas City. Bold prediction, Isaiah Pacheco recorded season-high 17 or more rushing attempts. Did we do that?
Oh, yeah, that is right. Yes, yes, we did do that.
I think I said I needed him to for fantasy. I don't need him to do that now because I've destroyed Matt Scraby in fantasy this week.
Oh, no.
Let's pull it up, shall we? Let's pull up the fantasy football. Do I need anything today? I don't know. Probably not. Oh, maybe. I am currently beating Matt Scraby. 107-76 in fantasy football. Matt Scraby has Rashee Rice tonight. That's it. I have Isaiah Pacheco, Terry McLaurin, and Harrison Butker. That should be well in the bag for fantasy football tonight. What do you think, Frank?
Sure.
Pacheco, McLaurin, Butker. He's got Rashee Rice. I'm up 107-76.
Should be okay.
Should be a dub. Should be a dub, which would bring me to 6-2. I smoked Tony last week, by the way.
Jeez.
I did.
Just tearing that show apart piece by piece here.
Well, just, you know, one week at a time.
Yeah.
I hope maybe I'm playing Ellen next week. Maybe I'm playing Ellen next week. Let me see if I can find the score that we had. I'm telling you, it was a good week. It was a good couple of weeks. We're on a little bit of a run here. The Funky Town Six Shooters are off to a really good run. Last couple of weeks.
Oh, my God.
I beat Tony's team 128-61. Hey, thanks for showing up. Thanks for showing up, huh? I don't know if we've played Ello or not. Have I played Ello's team yet? I beat Sammy Lev 133-116.
Okay.
Also good. I beat our friend Ron 143-105. I'm on a winning streak here. I beat Thomas Andrews 139-110. I started off weak though. Lost to Greg Ranieri. I beat Ello's nephew. Take that for what it's worth. I did lose to Ello in week one. Ello's team put up the most points he had scored all year.
And well, then, still, the show, you took
off
two
to a
out
rough
of,
start.
Took two out of three. Two out of three ain't bad, as the song goes.
And then I got Ello's wife next week. Lori's got a team in this league.
Okay.
We got her next week. She's 3-4 in fantasy, so hopefully we can get a good win there. And then we roll into playing Will, who we know. And then I got John Flint from Kason. And then it's back to Sammy Lev week 12. Week 13, I got Tony one more time. And then week 14, we finish up with the Scrabinators. So you know what? I'm liking the way the schedule's playing out right now for the Funky Town Six Shooters.
It is hard to play a team twice, though.
It is. It's hard to play a team twice. I hope my defense holds up.
Second time is harder.
I hope my defense holds up. All right, tonight, Monday Night Football, Washington, KC.
Monday Night Football!
I love that so much.
Are the... Terry McLaurin's back. Well, that's good news for the Washington Commanders. But I don't know. Did they have... We got an update on who's playing quarterback tonight.
Marcus Mariota is going to play.
And this game's in Kansas City?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I'll take the Chiefs tonight for sure. I mean, Washington has been really disappointing.
Yeah, and I mean, part of it's the quarterback injury, but still, I mean, they were expected to be a little bit better. They were expected to give Philadelphia a little bit more of a challenge than what they've done.
Not having Jaden Daniels has been... I have ruined Jaden Daniels. It's my fault because I drafted him in fantasy. It's over.
Why is it that everyone has that curse? Because Ello says the same thing.
Ello's is bad. Nobody is worse than my dad.
I'll put my mom up against that one.
Nobody is worse than my dad. My dad will just end people's careers by drafting them in fantasy football. End their careers. Like, you know the 2 years that Christian McCaffrey was not good?
Yeah.
The 2 years that he had him.
Gotcha.
I had him last year. It's great. Had him this year. It's good. I'm not the biggest curse on that, but you know what? The quarterback situation has been tough. And I keep starting the wrong guy at quarterback in my dad's league, which is touchdown only. It's Daniels and it's Herbert. obviously certain weeks I have to start Herbert, but in the other weeks where I can start Jaden Daniels, and who has done better most of the time, all of a sudden Herbert likes the ball out. But when he has to play, it's not very good. The Commanders have been very disappointing. I thought for sure they'd be a lot better. Obviously, injuries have played a factor. And for some reason, Terry McLaurin cannot play on my fantasy team. Because when I have Terry McLaurin, the guy never plays. When everybody else has Terry McLaurin, eh. They seem to have really good years. He seems to have really good years. So, tonight's game, interesting matchup between the Commanders and the Chiefs. Chiefs are now in the, we got to win to catch up with everybody else in the division mode. As the Chiefs sit at 4-3, a half game behind the Chargers in the AFC West. Washington trying to keep pace in the division. Dallas Cowboys are in second place still at 3-4-1. Because the Giants are not going to be competitive, especially without Cam now. And then Washington, I'm surprised by the way Washington has played this season. And they're 1-3 on the road. I can't imagine them going into Arrowhead and getting a win tonight.
No.
I can't imagine it.
Even with the Chiefs being as weak as they have been recently, I don't see them winning tonight.
I don't see them winning tonight either. Hey man, fantasy football is the only thing that's driving the NFL right now. Let me tell you. If it wasn't for fantasy football, the NFL wouldn't be making as much money as they are. They have cashed in on the fantasy football stuff. That's why I find it funny when NFL players complain about fantasy football. It's like, you do understand, like, you're getting paid, the amount of money you're getting paid because of fantasy football? Am I paying for a red zone if I didn't have fantasy football? No. I'm not. I don't care. I don't have a team in this league anymore. Fantasy football? I'm watching all these games. And I'm a football fan. The fantasy football, like, the haters of the fantasy football, I mean, this is, got to jump on the bandwagon at this point now. I mean, almost everybody plays fantasy football. Almost everybody. The one that's crazy to me is the fantasy baseball players. I don't know how you guys do it. I cannot stay that focused. And I have a better attention span than anybody that's a Gen Z or younger. But I'm going to tell you right now, fantasy baseball, that is some sicko stuff. That is sicko. I don't know how people do it.
The one year
fantasy NBA too.
The one year I did it, I set my lineup like a week in advance. So like that entire week I had the guys that I wanted in and I just had to remember to do it every week until I forgot. And I have no idea how that ended up.
I gotta tell Juan in the chat, by the way. Should have been smart and picked up Drake May on the waiver wire. Bro, I drafted Drake May in my other two leagues. I'm in three leagues. In the league that's touchdown only, I didn't draft Drake May. I drafted Daniels because rushing touchdowns count more as passing touchdowns. Guy can run. And I drafted Justin Herbert as a backup plan. I wanted Drake May, but it wasn't going to work out. In my other two leagues, in my work league here at 97 through the Fan, I got Drake May. And in my other league that I'm in with my friends, I got Drake May. I drafted the guy. I was a believer in Drake May before everybody else was a believer in Drake May. I saw him at the Holiday Bowl, and I'm like, this guy's going to be good. I said on draft day, when we did our draft show, I said, this is the best quarterback in this draft. I did. Go back. Listen to the tape. I said it. Elo the other day, it's funny, he was on the draft show with us, me, Elo, and Scrivy. The other day on Gwynn and Chris, he was like, nah, Drake May was okay. He's not very good. I'm like, bro, what? You look great at North Carolina. There's no surprise that the New England Patriots are good with Drake May at quarterback. Franchise-level quarterback. They actually have protection for him this year. Last year, they had a different guy starting at left tackle almost every single play. You wonder why Drake May didn't play very well? The guy's running for his life. This year, he's got some protection. He's got Hunter Henry. Young quarterbacks need a tight end to throw to. He's got Stephon Diggs. Mike Vrabel, new energy, the defense is a lot better. Hey, New England Patriots, man. Telling you. I don't want to jump on the Patriots bandwagon and wear Patriots gear because that would still make me sick. It will make 12-year-old me super sick. But I will say, you know what? Most of my family, the Sopranos are all Patriot fans, except for my family, collectively. They're all from Massachusetts. They all like the Patriots. I'll stick with my lousy Cowboy fake fandom that I have. They suck, though. They're terrible. I do like watching the Patriots play now without Tom Brady and without Bill Belichick. We got an interesting question for our midday sports standoff. We're going to get to that when we come back as we continue on the Braden Soprenich Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Free the fan. If we do have a contestant, right? If this contestant, or if you want to call in later in the week, takes me down to sports trivia, you are qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Let's get to it.
Hold on.
Ah, man.
And Juan Ruiz in the chat, no, I am not in the 97.3 Fantasy League. I'm not really a big fantasy football guy. But anyway, that being said.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenich Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
Let's go for it. Are you kidding me?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man! This is the Super Bowl!
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right, who we got playing today, Frank?
We have Jamie in San Ysidro. Jamie, how you doing today, bud?
Good, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good, good. All right, so today's question, you have seven potential answers here for this question. And the question is, there are seven teams that have never had a player, seven NFL teams, that have never had a player win an MVP award while playing for them. Who are those seven teams? Well, what are those seven teams? Jamie, you are first.
Is this MVP for the league?
Yes, it'd be league MVP awards.
Okay, not Super Bowl.
No, no, league MVP awards. And Rod, Jamie, how do you say your name?
Gambois.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your pick?
Oh my God, I'm not a big football guy. I would have to guess. Hopefully, the Cardinals aren't counting both, but I don't think Arizona would have ever had an MVP.
Arizona has never had an MVP. Has ever had anyone win an MVP with them?
Let me try the Jaguars.
Jacksonville has never had a player win an MVP with them.
Okay, another team that's fairly new, I would have to go with... Houston. Texans.
Houston.
I was thinking about that just from the... But then I was like, is it J.J. Watt ever? I'm like, it's always quarterbacks. I want to say Carolina had an MVP, but I'm going to go with Carolina. They did.
Carolina has had an MVP.
Cam Newton?
I believe so.
Or is it one of the running backs? They had a two-headed monster running back deal.
What other new teams are there?
That's like most of them.
But I know that I had that new kid, a quarterback for the Jaguars, but I don't think he's ever won or anybody else.
Brayden's already said Jacksonville.
The Jags.
Crap. Well, now it gets tough. Did Joe Namath ever MVP? Let's go with the Jets.
The Jets have never had an MVP.
How about that?
Awesome.
What about the Aints, the New Orleans Saints?
New Orleans has never had an MVP. You have two left. Jamie, if you get this one right, you win.
Good gravy. Okay, so historically bad teams, except for a couple years. I don't know if Brady won one there, but Tampa?
Jamie, congratulations. You are qualified to go see Jerry Seinfeld at Las Vegas. Stay on the line. I'll get you there in a second. Brady, you want to take a guess who the last team would be?
One more team.
Mm-hmm.
What did we say it was? We had...
So, Jamie got Arizona, Houston, the Jets, and Tampa. You got Jacksonville and New Orleans.
I don't know. There's too many good teams on there.
Be the Eagles.
The Eagles have never had an MVP.
The Eagles have never had a player win an MVP for them.
Interesting. The Eagles. Seahawks, yeah, did have one.
Yes.
On there. Interesting question today.
Chargers had Tomlinson, so...
Back in the good old days.
Yeah. Back when we didn't hate them.
Well, we just hate them for different reasons. So, there you go. We got a handful of minutes left. What do you want to get to on this?
I mean, if you want to run through high school stuff over the weekend, well...
We can do that because we got college James football in the next hour and San Diego FC to finish up the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, high school football report. We got the new top 10 that came out. Congratulations. Made my votes for that. People still complaining that I vote on that poll. I mean, I've asked to be out a couple of times. My votes this week, Cathedral Lincoln, Mission Hills, LCC, Granite, Carlsbad, San Marcos, Oceanside, Rancho Bernardo, and Point Loma. The top 10 that came out this week. According to our writers' poll, Mission Hills, number one, with 15 first-place votes. Cathedral, two, with 10 first-place votes. 5 first-place votes went to La Costa Canyon. And then Lincoln, Carlsbad, Granite Hills, Point Loma, San Marcos, Mount Miguel, and Oceanside, the top 10. Others that received votes, Imperial, who's still 9-0, Santa Fe Christian, Rancho Bernardo, Mission Bay, and Holtville. That's all the teams that also received votes in the poll this previous week. But it should be fun. I mean, if you look at the... I started to get a little, crazy there with the Max Preps ranking. So that's how they're going to determine the seeding for all of these playoffs, which start next week. But I look at... I'm trying to look at the rankings real quick. As of according to... And this updates all the time. As of right now... If the season ended today, which it did not, Cathedral gets the number one. Cathedral would get the number one seed. Lincoln would get the number two seed. Carlsbad the three. Mission Hills the four. And LCC would be bumped down to Division One as the five seed. Granite Hills the six total, which means they would get the two in D1. San Marcos would get the three in D1, and Mount Miguel would get the four seed in D1. How it plays out in high school football here in town? Again, everything is based on a rating system. They rank teams one through, how many teams do we have here in San Diego? 87. So they're going to rank, the Max Preps ranks everybody one through 87. The top four go to the open, the next 12 go to D1, the next 12 go to D2, the next 12 go to D3, and so on and so forth. I've always been an advocate, and again, the benefit of me coaching high school football, being a part of this thing, is we spend time to talk about some of this stuff. And right now, the playoff system for San Diego High School football has always... since they got rid of the 8 teams and making it 4 in the open, which I think is catastrophically a bad idea. Frank, is 4 teams a tournament or is 8 teams a tournament? What's a playoff?
I would say, I mean, 4 teams.
It's not a playoff. You play one game and you're in the championship. Yeah, that's not a playoff. That's a joke.
I was thinking more like how many teams are in it. If it's like 8 teams, then yeah, 4 teams would be a playoff. But if it's... if there's like 20 teams and 8 make it, then yeah, that would be one of the
problems. There's 87 teams in San Diego.
Yeah, 8
and they take 4 for the top bracket. That's stupid.
Yeah.
They should go 8. But the problem is not everybody wanted to be in the open. There's just like this deal. It's like you'd rather play in D1 than play in the open. I'm sorry. I will never get behind that. I would much rather be in the open and lose than win a D1 championship. I would. People get upset about that when I say that. I'm not taking anything away from winning the D1 championship. But let me ask you this, Frank. If you seed everybody 1 through 87 and just cut everybody off at the different marks for the divisions, if you finish in first place, if you win D1, are you the best? What are you the best team of exactly? Best the 12 teams that were after one. 4? Aren't you the 5th best team if you win D1? If you rank everybody based on how good you are and split everything up, like if they did that in any other aspect, right? Let's say the NFL had like 2 brackets they wanted to do, and they took the top 8 teams for bracket 1, and then they had the top 8 teams for bracket 2, and then that was it. Whoever won bracket 1 won bracket 1, and whoever won bracket 2 won bracket 2. If you win bracket 2, are you the second best team in the county? Are you the second best team in the league, or are you the 9th best team in the league? If you just seeded it 1 through 16, you'd be the 9th best team in the league.
That's assuming that there's a tier list to the, like, group A is better.
Group A is seeded the best 8 teams in the bracket.
Yeah.
And then teams 9 through 16 are in the next bracket. If you win the next bracket, are you a champion of anything?
You're number 9.
You're number 9. Correct. You're number 9. So that's how that plays out. They used to have 8 teams in the open, but then teams 5 through 8 complain that they never won a championship, and therefore it's not fair that if I finish 5 through 8, I should be winning a championship. So they made this other division they basically bumped everybody down so like somebody can host a trophy for winning 5th place.
Love the fair word.
Let's keep it fair. I just, it's dumb to me. But that's what they picked. Like, it's not CIF's problem. That's what the coaches have to come with. Eight teams in the open. If you did that, you would have, as of right now with Max Preps, and you flip for head-to-head. Cathedral would be the one seed, Lincoln the two, Carlsbad the three. They beat Mission Hills head-to-head anyway, who beat LCC head-to-head, so you don't have to flip anything there. Then it'd be Granite Hills, San Marcos, Mount Miguel. Mount Miguel beats San Marcos, they'd flip. So your first-round matchups would be Cathedral, San Marcos, Lincoln, Mount Miguel, Carlsbad, Granite, Mission Hills, LCC rematch. That would be fun. That would be fun. I don't know why we got away from that. I don't know why we got away from that. Some of you know. I don't know why we would ever get away from that, but we did. And four teams make the open now. It's a joke.
William Rubido in the chat. I'm from Imperial Valley, so it's nice to get mentioned. It's
like the, Imperial's good. They're 9-0.
They heard me. They heard me.
Imperial, 16th. We'll talk more high school football when we come back. But like the four teams is stupid. It's always been stupid. I don't like it. In fact, if it was up to me, it's not. And this is why we got ridiculed by Cal Preps last year. Because of the stupid playoffs we have here in San Diego. We'll talk about that when we come back. 833-288-9973. 833-288-9973. 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk about college football, too, as we continue. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award
award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.